So the way I'm describing this is the received signal V of t is an addition of cosine components in this dimension plus sine components in this dimension, where I have my C, my known dominant component here, plus zeta plus xi times the sine components. And now I'm ready to apply probability theory. What can I say about I and about zeta and about xi? I don't want to describe them and predict them exactly. I don't want to have models where I must do lengthy computer calculations to say, here I receive my signal, but if I move the antenna, my phases change and I'm in a fade here, but I just want to do statistical things. Well, if I assume that I have infinitely many scattered waves, they are all the individual contributions are small, but they add up to something which does make sense, then I can invoke the central limit theorem and say that we go towards a Gaussian distribution. My in-phase component, this zeta, is Gaussian, and my quadrature phase component, it's this direction, is Gaussian. Yeah? So the statistical behavior is I have my dominant component and I have something which is Gaussian, complex Gaussian, with this as the mean value, but with a certain variance.